Julia stood in her black suit in front of her scuba gear, lying on the bed, her heart pounding with anticipation. She'd been looking forward to this dive, and her excitement was already overwhelming. She reached for the mask. Julia held the full face mask in her hands, admiring the smooth black rubber it was made of. She had been searching for a mask that would fit her face perfectly and provide a clear and unobstructed view. The mask had a classic design that perfectly matched her face. Julia slipped the mask over her head and felt the soft material press against her skin. She took a deep breath and pulled the mask over her face, feeling the pressure of the rubber on her cheeks, forehead, and chin. The mask covered her entire face, leaving only her eyes visible. Now that she had the mask on, not a single part of her skin was exposed. Carefully, she adjusted the straps of the mask, making sure they were neither too tight nor too loose. Julia didn't want to be uncomfortable or distracted at the most inopportune moment. She tightened the straps again until the mask sat securely on her face. The final step was to attach the air tank to the end of the hoses. Julia carefully lifted the air tank and placed it on the floor. She took the two corrugated hoses and began attaching them to the corresponding ports on the tank. Julia positioned the tank on her back and felt the weight rest comfortably on her spine, then secured the tank to ensure it would not move during the dive. Julia took the black tubes in her hand and connected them to the corresponding openings on the mask. Involuntarily, she admired the dexterity of her fingers in handling the thin neoprene. Julia took a few deep breaths and tested the mask and the airflow. Everything worked perfectly. She couldn't help but take a deep breath and listen to the sound of her own breathing. She loved how the air flowed through the hoses into the mask. It was like music to her ears, amplified by the regulator. She cherished the feeling of being completely immersed in her own world, with nothing to distract her but the sound of her own breaths. She was in her perfect armor, surrounded by the sound of her own breathing and the snug embrace of the wetsuit against her body. Julia closed her eyes and focused on her breathing. Breathe in, breathe out, inhale, exhale. She repeated the pattern over and over again. She took a deep breath and felt the arousal flowing through her veins.
She reached up and gently stroked the rubber mask that covered her face. The smooth black material felt slick against her fingertips, and she couldn't resist the urge to run her fingers over the two black hoses that protruded from the mask.
As she caressed the hoses, she felt a surge of excitement wash over her. The feeling was intense, almost overwhelming, and she couldn't help but let out a small moan. She closed her eyes and savored the sensation, the cool neoprene against her skin, and the sound of her breathing filling her ears. Without thinking, she squeezed the hose, cutting off the air supply to the mask. She could feel the texture of the rubber, the way the hoses twisted and turned in her hand. It was almost hypnotic. Without fully understanding why, she decided to keep the hoses closed for as long as she could. She wanted to experience the sensation of not being able to breathe, to see how long she could hold out before she had to open them up again. She knew she could go almost a minute without air, but that minute passed quickly. Her heart was beating fast, and her body was covered in sticky sweat under the suit she needed air. "Stop it," Julia told herself. "You are not going to die from this." But the need to breathe was overwhelming, and she gave in, exhaling air into the mask. The rubber edges of the mask's compressor released the excess air. She exhaled the rest of the air, her lungs feeling like they were going to collapse.
Now the real test began. Instinctively, she opened her mouth wide and tried to suck in the air that was not in the mask.
She attempted to breathe deeply again and again and again, but with each attempt, the mask on her face was pushed more and more into her hooded head. She couldn't remember why she was doing this. She could feel the emptiness building up in her chest, threatening to explode at any moment.
Instinctively, she began to wriggle, trying to alleviate the lack of air. The movements were broken and uncontrollable. She twisted her legs and contorted her body in a desperate attempt to get even a little air into her lungs. Time seemed to slow down, her body screaming for air, her vision blurring and dizziness setting in. Her hands clenched the tubes, preventing the life-giving air from bursting into the mask. She no longer had control of her hands. She fell to her knees, genuinely frightened, but the growing wave of arousal surging through her body reached a peak, and she experienced an orgasm more instinctively than she had ever done in her life. The muscles in her belly tensed and twitched in spasms of orgasm, her hands unclenched, and her cramped fingers scratched feverishly at the surface of the hood, trying to tear the tight-fitting mask from her face.
She realized that she was coughing because the oxygen had burst into the mask, and she swallowed it.
She collapsed onto the floor, panting heavily. Her body was drenched in sweat, and she could feel the heat radiating from her skin. She lay there for a few moments, completely spent, and feeling more alive than ever before.
The rush of air into her lungs was like a physical force, and she gasped and coughed as she tried to catch her breath. She panted, shaking all over, and listened to her breathing through the two black corrugated tubes that snaked their way behind her head. She knew she had pushed herself too far, but the thrill of the experience was almost too much. She took a few deep breaths, trying to calm herself down and clear her mind, which was filled with a mix of fear and excitement.
She took deep, calming breaths, trying to steady her racing heart.
Julia brought her trembling hands to her face and pressed the mask against her skin, gasping for air. Unexpectedly, her body was engulfed in a spasm of ecstasy, coursing through every cell. The intense pleasure radiated from within, consuming her completely. Her body quivered uncontrollably as waves of pleasure cascaded through her, each spasm intimately connected to the blissful release of orgasm. The intensity of the sensations overwhelmed her, rendering her completely helpless to their power. Her limbs twitched and trembled with delightful convulsions, as if under the command of an invisible force.
The sweet agony of the orgasmic spasms held her in a state of ecstatic paralysis. Every muscle in her body contracted and released in perfect harmony with the escalating rhythm of her desire. Time stood still as she surrendered herself to the intoxicating dance of the spasms, losing all sense of control.
Her mind became consumed by the indescribable pleasure that surged through her, flooding her senses. Every nerve ending ignited with fiery ecstasy, electrifying her entire being. The boundaries between pain and pleasure blurred as the orgasm pushed her to the edge of ecstasy and propelled her beyond its confines.
With each passing moment, the intensity of the orgasmic spasms heightened, causing her body to arch and writhe in a symphony of pleasure and surrender. She was utterly at the mercy of these uncontrollable convulsions, unable to resist their powerful allure. Time seemed to lose all meaning as the sweet spasms continued to ripple through her, propelling her into a heightened state of orgasmic bliss. Her body quaked with delight, and she was consumed by the overwhelming ecstasy that permeated every fiber of her being. Eventually, the spasms began to subside, leaving her breathless and spent on the floor. As her racing heart gradually slowed and her breathing steadied, she basked in the afterglow of the intense pleasure she had experienced. It was a moment etched into her memory, a testament to the depths of pleasure her body was capable of embracing. With a newfound appreciation for the potent sensations she had encountered, her body still tingling with the echoes of the intense orgasm, she slowly but steadily got up from the floor. She felt her legs still slightly trembling from the past excitement. She realized that it was an unusual moment that had turned her inner world upside down. There was something mystical and inexplicable about her feelings. She decided to call what had just happened to her the ritual of uniting with a costume and a mask. Now she couldn't understand how she could take off her wetsuit and breathe without a mask.